Hi, welcome to another edition of the Malware Report. I am here with ESET researchers Cameron Camp and Ari Goretsky, and we are here to talk in two parts about the Flame virus and state-sponsored cyber warfare. First, we're going to tackle Flame. It was out in the news earlier this week, got a lot of attention. Cameron, what is Flame? Can you break that down for our listeners?
Flame is an interesting phenomenon. It's an evolution of malware where typically malware is divided into categories where there'll be hacktivists or there'll be people who want to steal money, get credentials, things like that. This is a totally different type of malware, and it is designed by people with a specific target, in the case of Flame, that is specific geographical areas, and they are trying to get in and get specific information from targeted computers in that region. In this case, it's the Middle East.
You know, one thing that sort of has come out in the press is that, you know, Flame actually, although it was intended for a certain target, seemed to get away from that target and start having an effect on, obviously, other new targets. Ari, do you want to kind of talk about how that can happen and what are the dangers in this kind of attack?
Well, Flame seems to be staying on target pretty well, as much as we understand of the region that it's targeting. So it could very well be that these areas of the world where we've seen it pop up as well in much less volume, such as the Americas and Asia, are of interest to the people behind this piece of malware. But this does bring up a rather somewhat accepted understanding in the antivirus community, and one that may not be as well understood by the actors behind this, since they're not in that space, of the law of unintended consequences. And that's malware, by its nature, is going to spread and pop up in places where you don't expect it. And that's what happens when you play with malware.
Cameron, I mean, obviously, there's a lot of malware out there, and this is just sort of the latest version. Is there anything that companies and individuals should take as a lesson from this and how either they protect themselves or in how, you know, business is now being conducted in the state of cyber warfare?
Absolutely, because what happens is, on the case of Flame and others, and we'll talk about in part two, is that the actors have a chance to perfect what it is they're doing in this targeted attack. And they basically have a chance to test against all vendor or many anti-malware vendors. So it's not just targeted at ESET. It's also targeted at every one of our colleagues' companies around the globe. And so they have time to test against that. What is different and what people should be thinking about is a layered approach. So while endpoint security is one piece in that puzzle, this particular malware also did lots of other things that are suspect on the network. And so if you have other, for example, IDS, IPS, or some perimeter protections or network protections in place, you're going to catch it, even though they specifically write it to get around everybody's anti-malware for a certain period of time, and then of course we all detect it. You can still catch it because it's acting funny on the network, and that's what people need to do a layered approach.
You know, obviously some of the fundamentals that have always been in place help protect it against it. Is there anything that you think our listeners need to hear about the virus that is unique and is worth pointing out? I mean, obviously it's getting a lot of press attention, but, you know, this is clearly not just another piece of malware. There's something new going on here.
Well, initially there's been a lot of media attention. It seems somewhat worrisome to people. I don't think the average computing user has much to be concerned about. Frankly, it's the ideas and concepts behind it that are more troubling than the malware itself for average computing public.
Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for helping us understand Flame this week. In our next episode, we're actually going to delve a bit deeper. So stay tuned for another edition of the Malware Report. And as always, go to the ESET blog where you can get lots more information on this and other things that can help you. Have a great day.